thing going.
Yeah.
A Manpanion love affair.
A little bit of a bromance going on Twitter.
Uh-huh. What is the story behind that?
Well, there were some tweets. It looked like Robbie Gould tweeted Lee DeWise that he's very fond of his work.
Okay.
And Lee wrote back, you know, right back at ya. Same thing.
That's nice.
And Lee said that he's diehard fan, has been forever.
Excellent.
So it was a thrill coming from him.
Be performing at halftime.
Yeah.
Sunday, and he joins us now from L.A. He got up early for all the fun. Hi, Lee.
Hey, what's going on?
Is that true? Are you and Robbie Gould Manpanions?
That's funny. It was really cool for me. You know, I was sitting there. I started getting these text messages from my brother. Mm-hmm. I was just, you know, and he's a big football fan. He's like, "Hey, man, Robbie Gould just messaged you." I was like, "What are you talking about?" You know. So I went and checked it, and it was you know, he was just saying he liked the music, and it was pretty cool.
Oh, see, there you go. So maybe you'll get a chance to pull Robbie aside, and you can, you know, share some thoughts with each other before the game, right?
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That'd be nice. Well, yeah, I mean, you grew up a Bears fan, didn't you?
Yeah, I mean, I've been a Bears fan, you know, as long as I can remember, and it's singing at the Bears-Packers game is amazing, but, you know, look at what game it is, you know?
Right. The biggest of the big.
It's a total honor to be at Soldier Field and playing my music at halftime and, you know, at home, and it's just going to be awesome.
Do you have any nerves coming up for Sunday?
No, not really. I mean, it's going to be pretty fun. It's something I'm looking forward to. You know, there's always the things that I get nervous about and the things that I don't. And this one, I'm really just, you know, my family's going to be at the game. Like I said, with the hometown crowd, it's going to be really cool.
How difficult is it to perform in 18-degree weather? Have you thought that through?
We're going to find out.
Yeah.
It's cold. I mean, you know, I've been all over here, and I'm in L.A. now, and I know it's going to be pretty cold when I get back there. I think it's you know, the adrenaline will be going, and get out there and just, you know, sing that.
Now everybody's talking about, you know, and I wouldn't even call it a controversy, but originally there was talk you were going to sing the national anthem, and then everybody said, maybe we shouldn't screw around. We should have Jim Cornelison sing it, because he sang before the Seahawks game, and you know how superstitious fans and teams can be, and then said, well, let's have Lee do halftime. Are you good with the way this is all unfolded?
Yeah, you know, I mean, it was like, Lee, do you want to do the national anthem? Yes. You know, it wasn't,
of course.
There wasn't a big discussion on my end about it, but, you know, I knew I'd be performing at the game either way, and, you know, when it came out that Jim was going to be singing it, you know, regardless of whatever reason, I think that's awesome. He's amazing, and you know, to go from that to doing the halftime show for me, you know, I didn't mind, you know, at all. So,
well, yeah, because now you get to play some of your songs, right?
Exactly. You know, so I'm looking forward to it. I mean, it's a good opportunity for me, and it's one of those things I'll never forget.
Beautiful. Now, like we said, you're going to be singing your songs. You've got the new CD out, too, right?
Yeah, Live It Up's out there, and, you know, we got the single out, Sweet Serendipity. And we're just, you know, going along, you know, working real hard to get the music out there and performing live and all that kind of stuff, because that's what it's about. And you know, there's always a lot of hard work after Idol. You know, there's a lot more you got to do, so you got to keep working at it and put a lot into it. And we've been doing that. So,
are you done with
I'm just excited for the.
Are you done with your commitments to American Idol?
You know, it's not so much commitments as you know, there's great opportunities that I can still do with American Idol and things, and I'm always going to be appreciative and grateful for, you know, the opportunity it's given me. So it's more of a good relationship. You know, it's not things I have to do; it's things I want to do. You know.
Did you watch a new Idol at all? You see Steven Tyler, J Lo, any of that stuff?
Yeah, I saw it. It was different. You know, it's
really
weird watching now from a viewer's standpoint. And not being on the show, I mean, it feels like so long ago that I was there, but it really wasn't. And seeing the people up there that have no idea what's about to happen to them, it's like, hey, you guys, you know, take a deep breath, because it's gonna be crazy.
Crazy ride. Look at you now.
Yeah,
that's
no kidding.
Great. All right, so Sunday you'll be here, 2:00 kickoff, and then you're performing at halftime, and are you gonna hang around and watch the end of the game?
Oh yeah, oh for sure. I mean, I honestly, before I knew I was going to even be there. I was planning on going to the game either way. So when this all went down, I was just so excited. So I'm gonna stick around for the whole thing.
Now you get some VIP treatment. Hey, we have to bring up, of course, a certain relative of yours that we heard about. A second cousin?
Who's that?
Any truth to the Wikipedia rumors that Aaron Rodgers, Packer quarterback, is your second cousin?
Yeah, I've heard that before. No, he's not my second cousin.
He's not. Okay.
No, he's not.
You don't have any cheese in your blood anywhere, is what you're saying.
No, he's a great player. He's a great player. But unfortunately, you know, he's not my second cousin.
No, okay. You're not related at all?
No.
Fourth cousins twice removed through marriage?
Where did that
Nothing?
Even come from? Isn't that crazy?
All right, well, we just want to make sure.
Which is funny, because since American Idol, I've gained a lot of family members, but he's not one of the ones I've gained.
All right, so...
You know, everyone comes out.
So it's not like, you know, we have a blood enemy in our midst or anything like that.
No, it definitely would have caused for some drama, halftime drama, if Aaron Rodgers was my second cousin.
That's what we were thinking.
But he's not.
We're relieved.
We were just trying to protect you, so now it's all cleared up.
I appreciate it.
Well, Lee, pack warmly, because you're going to need it. It's going to be cold here when you hop on the plane to L.A. We can't wait to see you halftime of the Super Bowl, and good luck and continued success with the new CD, okay?
Hey, thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Lee.
There he is, Lee DeWise. You can rest easy. He is not the second cousin of Aaron Rodgers.
Hi, this is Lee DeWise, and you're listening to Eric and Kathy on 101.9 The Mix.
Ooh. He's also going to be on Entertainment Tonight tonight.
Very nice.
Maybe with Nancy O'Dell if he's lucky.
We'll look out for that. 8:32. Checking roads. Whip.